It's my great pleasure to welcome back to WBJC after absence of about a year, Don Buxton, all the way out from the Eastern Shore to talk about the annual Chesapeake Chamber Music Festival, which is running from Tuesday, June 5th, through Sunday, June 17th. Don, great to see you as always. Welcome back. And what year is this of the Chesapeake Chamber Music Festival?
33, Mark.
Oh, my God.
33 years of coming up to Baltimore.
And I think we've been doing this for at least a good 15 years together.
Oh, yeah, at least.
A very, very interesting program you have. And once again, as usual, it runs for 2 weeks and will be starting Tuesday, June 5th. You have a great lineup of artists. Who are some of the artists that will be participating in the festival?
Well, you know, some of our standard artists that come on a regular basis, Kathy Cho, Daniel Phillips from the Orion String Quartet, Marcy Rosen, Tara Helen O'Connor, who has made quite a name for herself on flute, Peggy Pearson. But for me, a really remarkable person is Tessa Lark, who I heard her for the first time last year at our festival and was just blown away.
Violinist, right?
She's a violinist, yeah.
And we'll be talking more about Tessa. She's doing something rather interesting in week two of the concert. Now, I know it starts off with chamber music by Beethoven and Brahms. You have a couple of interesting program. What about Winds in the Spotlights?
Well, Winds in the Spotlights, I think, is a really fascinating program. You know, first of all, they've got the horn quintet of Mozart. But the piece I think is really fascinating on this is the Villa-Lobos, the Bacchianus Brasileiras number 6. Tara O'Connor and Adrian Morjan. And it's a combination of the flute and the bassoon. So it would be like a soprano and a bass singing a duet.
The high and low end, yeah.
Yeah, but I've of course listened to this on YouTube many times.
It's fascinating work,
It is a fascinating work.
Well, speaking of winds, on June 9th at the Oxford Community Center, Strings and Winds Unite with Mozart, Finzi, and Schubert, and the magnificent Octet in F by Schubert. What a work that is.
I'm really excited about that piece.
Gosh.
You know, it's not often that in chamber music works you have an opportunity to present an octet of this quality, of this depth and wealth of music. So I think by these players, I'm really excited about it.
Now, of course, as usual, performances will be taking place at different venues throughout the Eastern Shore area, Christchurch in Easton, the Tred Avon Yacht Club in Oxford, the Academy Art Museum in Easton, Oxford Community Center as well. And you will have open rehearsals available as well.
We do. And the open rehearsals, I think, are fascinating to attend because I love the word play. You know, everybody thinks we play music. And if you play music, you really don't have to do anything. These folks work really hard.
Get a chance to see what goes
into
it.
And you get a chance to see what goes into a concert. And I find them fascinating to attend.
Well, the phone number, Don, for more information?
Sure. It's 410-819-0380.
And online, chesapeakemusic.org.
That's right. We're happy to answer any questions you might have.
Don Buxton, my guest, talking about the Chesapeake Chamber Music Festival running June 5th through the 17th. Don, thanks so much for coming down. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mark.